I'm talking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, about our report, Roles and Working Relationships, which looks at councillors and officers and how they work together in councils. John, can you tell us a bit more about what the report's about?
The report's about the importance of good working relationships and clear roles, such as the key role in achieving best value, and also about responsibilities and sound working practices in councils. Now, we're not saying that there are wholesale problems at councils, but the report does highlight what works well and the areas for improvements at councils, and it signposts councillors and officers to further information and guidance.
So what are the main messages?
We found that clear roles and responsibilities, good working relationships and sound working practices are necessary conditions for achieving good practice, good performance and value for money. Councillors and officers are at the heart of local government policy and delivery, and how they work together is fundamental to success. Now, councils are rising to this challenge and are working hard to keep delivering quality services that meet people's needs, despite reduced funding and despite other pressures. And as they face increasingly difficult choices, it is crucial that they have good working relationships and arrangements in place to support their activity. And so as councils face the challenging times ahead, they should act now to strengthen working relationships and the systems and processes that support these.
So why focus on this area now? Why is this important?
Well, local government is entering into a challenging period. There are local elections and there are national elections on the horizon. And at the same time, tough financial decisions will have to be made in councils. As I've said, there are not wholesale problems at councils, but there is a risk that tensions will increase and relationships will become strained in the current tough circumstances and in the future as these circumstances become even more difficult. And so to meet these challenges, councillors and officers must work together, and this will be critical to supporting activity and making sure they are ahead of the game.
So what are you recommending?
We're recommending several things. We recommend that councils take action now. We recommend that they should ensure good working relationships are supported, that there is clarity about roles and responsibilities, that governance arrangements are up to date and fit for purpose, and that councillors are up to date and supported in their complex role.
What do you want councils to do to put this into practice?
Our report sets out specific action points for councils, and we recommend that councillors and officers consider these and identify what they can do to strengthen their existing working relationships and working practices.
Now, this report also has a number of checklists and so on which will be helpful for councils to use. And it's the first in a new series from the Accounts Commission and Audit Scotland. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, indeed. We have a wealth of data from audits and other inquiries of local councils. And our new series, How Councils Work, is based on themes that have emerged from our audit work, if you like, from this wealth of data. It's designed, the series, to highlight aspects of council performance, to identify what works well and what needs to be improved. And so the series aims to help councils to improve by providing examples from practice, signposts to other sources of information and the like.
So just to talk a little bit more about the impetus for this work, so it pulls together work from across the audits. Can you highlight a bit about what type of audit work is involved there?
We have, as I said a moment ago, a lot of data available, not just from the financial audits, but also from the extensive best value work that we have done. On top of that, we have work from our performance inquiries and performance audits. And we have also, with our scrutiny coordination role, now been able to share data with a number of the other scrutiny agencies as we work to giving a local area assessment of the risk for each council. So all this data and much more helps us and complements our role as the commission that holds to account the performance of councils and how they go about their business. And so it all goes towards playing back to councils and councillors and officers what we've noticed, so that it may be of help to them.
Thanks very much.